Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, October 20th, and yes, it's still British summertime for a little bit longer. Okay, interesting day here. Well, I say that most of the time, but it's usually true, isn't it? But specifically, let's start with the Asian stock markets. We had some real firmness in here today. But the most exciting development, in my opinion, and the biggest move here, is first the Nikkei 225 is up nearly 4%, and the Japanese Topix is up exactly 4%. And the main reason for that, other than it was at a deeply oversold condition, is that Japan's big $1.2 trillion government pension investment outfit. Now that's, or administration, I should say, government pension and investment administration. I think that might be the biggest pension system in the world, or close to it, certainly one of the biggest. But it's going to increase its allocation target for Japanese shares to nearly 25% from the current level of 12%, and that way exceeded estimates within Japan. And so that offset the today, at any rate, offset the selling pressure that we were seeing because the yen had strengthened against the US dollar. It's currently 106.97, so nearly 107. Remember, it had been up near 110, but 107 is not too bad against the background of this hugely important bullish news, because that's a whole lot of money that's going to be going into the Japanese stock market. And the government pension investment fund is obviously a long-term buyer. So demand really kicked up, and that is very likely to spread to additional demand from Japanese institutions and private investors. Now, what else happened in the Asia-Pacific region? Well, we had modest gains here by China, but it's, again, the China performance has been very steady here overall. The Hang Seng Index trying to recover a little bit from the damage that the demonstrations and the resentment over the clampdown on election rights has caused in that market. But it's dirt cheap, as you know, with a P/E ratio just around the 10 level and an attractive yield well over 3%. And the Shanghai Composite Index was up another 0.66%. So that's been very steady in here and is currently at 2,356, I should say, nearly 57. The Taiwan Index, good day in here. That's up 1.77%. And also South Korea, again, a good day, 1.5%. Australia, up 0.9%. India, up over 1.25%. So again, lots of good gains here. And we also saw Malaysia higher. I think the only one that's gone down, and New Zealand up nearly 1%, is that I can see on this list is Thailand, but it was only down a tiny percentage here today. Well, the European stock markets did not do so well in comparison with that, and we saw mostly declines. Although Switzerland, which of course is not within the EU, was up 0.4%. But we had mostly modest declines. The biggest was the German DAX. It was down 1.5%. Now, One of the reasons Europe closed down here today is that Wall Street was not doing well in the pre-market and in the actual early trading on the day. And the main reason for that was that IBM came out with a very disappointing earnings report. It was well below what had actually been expected, and I think IBM closed the day down 7%, and that was despite Wall Street recovering its early losses and rallying and closing pretty much at the day's highs. The Dow was up only a very small 19 points. The S&P index was up 9 tenths of a percentage point, took it back up to 19,004. So it's put that right on its 200-day moving average. The Dow is little below its 200-day moving average. NASDAQ moved up 1.35%. And the two NASDAQ indices, the NASDAQ 100 is included in that, they are both above their 200-day moving averages. And probably doing best of all is the transport index, which has regained half of the decline that it actually saw last week. So a second day of rally in here, and this is really going to be important here, given that we had seen the breaks below the MAs and that we had seen the loss of the most important uptrend consistency characteristic, that previously unbroken progression of higher reaction lows. This rally will be revealing. It really would have to go through to a new high and hold it really to fully offset the technical damage that we've actually seen in here. Conversely, if we get a downward move later on this week and have a are left with a lower rally high. But actually, we need to see the indices go back down and at least retest last week's lows and a break below last week's lows from a lower rally high would, of course, provide the first confirmation of a downtrend with a lower high and a lower low. But we're some way away from that here in the very short term at this stage. Now, I don't like seeing the uptrend consistency characteristics broken, and there were lots of reasons for that, and it was also something that we could anticipate with the leadership that we saw in the NASDAQ index and all those psychological resistance levels. Well, I don't need to review it all. You know all the points that were mentioned in here. But in terms of whether or not Wall Street forms a lower rally high here, that wouldn't surprise me. But frankly, I'm going to let the market just show me in here. Because I also know, as we all know, that U.S. monetary policy remains extremely accommodative, and that's despite the ending of the quantitative easing. We've got these really low short-term interest rates in the U.S., and that's not going to change anytime soon. And in my book, at any rate, monetary policy is the most important fundamental indicator, and most of the time it holds that position. Now, one of a factor near the close, which will also help sentiment here prior to well through to the opening tomorrow, I would assume, would be that. While the market certainly worried early on in the day, was worried by IBM's earnings, Apple's earnings proved to be a pleasant surprise. They came in for the quarter at $1.42 versus the estimate of $1.30, and Apple's steady, just under the $100 dollar level. And another factor here, which should help sentiment in Europe tomorrow, is that the ECB is buying French and Spanish covered bonds. Now, remember, they wanted to do that, and the ECB's been pressing very hard to do that, and the German, well, Germany, German financial ministers were saying no, that they didn't actually want to see that. Well, the ECB's gone ahead and done that, and they well, that's good news. They're buying, I think, as far as the stock market is concerned, they're buying French and Spanish covered bonds, and certainly the case for QE in Europe is absolutely obvious. But then again, Europe also has such big structural problems. There's the ridiculous situation of all the bureaucracy that we have in the government, and well, forgive my bias, but socialist policies overall, which certainly don't lead to growth. You should hear all my French neighbors on the on this subject. And then, of course, the euro is cumbersome, to put it kindly. So there we are. What happened elsewhere? Well, Brazil, unfortunately, down 2.5% in here today. That's not good news. Just ahead of the election. The U.S. dollar 10-year yield is at 2.19. So really, no pressures there. That's quite a quite a benign level. Also, oil prices, although they've lost downside momentum and are certainly deeply oversold and should see a technical rally in here, a further technical rally. The WTI, that's the U.S. oil, is at $82.80. The Brent crude, slightly higher, at 85.20, 28. I'll give you some of the other commodity highlights here. The precious metals were stronger today. Palladium up to 762 and change. Silver is sort of in the middle of its range, or slightly better than that actually, but it's up in after-hours trading. It's slipped a little, but it's still up 8.5 cents here at $17.41 and a half. And where is palladium? Up six, a little over $6 at 1200 and nearly 1268. And gold bullion is also up in here today, nearly $8, and it's last traded at 1246 and change, almost 1247. Actually, so steadier there. And the grains and beans, looks like the harvest weather is getting a little bit better. Prices have eased somewhat in here today. So that's good news overall. Going back to, well, now just run through the rest of these. Copper looks to be lower. It is definitely lower in here today, and still looks vulnerable here. It's below that $3 level, currently 298.65. And that's the U.S. contract, of course. So most of these industrial metals here are a little weaker here today. And just skipping back to a moment for a moment to the currencies. US dollar index back below 85, just 84.994, The euro's been steady in here. It's up to 1.28 as I speak. And sterling is at 1.6162 against the greenback. And that's pretty much it here in terms of the highlights. I think we'll. I'm looking forward to another interesting day. It's all interesting, isn't it? And on that note, all the very best to all of you.